Where did you go? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Thank you for joining us for the treason finale of the
Donald
Trump
Theater.
Mob turning on police and spraying them with mace. This officer was trapped, pinned by a metal door and screaming for help that didn't come.
To march on the Capitol today.
We are going to take our country back.
The insurgency began and we missed it.
We're coming for you and we're going to have a good time doing it.
This. Let's go do some crimes.
So, let's have trial by combat.
I demand trial by combat.
You'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength. We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give, you know, the Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything, not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you and God bless America.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.
There are some dark subjects that we talk about on the show occasionally, but I've rarely been as upset as I am tonight. And I'm sure you are, too.
As everyone knows by now, today was a day filled with surreal and horrifying scenes of armed insurrection and attempt to destroy, through violent means, American democracy. It was a sequence of events unseen in the modern history of this nation. And the images should be seared into our collective consciousness for the rest of our lives.
This was one of those days that I always assumed was behind us. This is not the sort of thing that I ever imagined would happen in this country in my lifetime. The president of the United States, because he is too angry, too insecure, and too incompetent to deal with the fact that he lost an election, a fair election, an election that was no different than any other election, an election he lost by 7 million votes and 70 electors, turns an angry mob against members of Congress and his own vice president, not to mention endangering the Capitol Police, those blue lives he claims matter so much to him. Trumpers today breached the Capitol walls. They stormed the Senate chamber, fighting with police, breaking windows, stealing things.
What we saw today was a violent insurgency, an attempt to overthrow the legitimately elected government of the United States. And it was incited, directed, and encouraged by the president, Donald Trump, and more than a few members of the Republican Party and right-wing media. A violent mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. They violently forced their way onto the Senate floor and into the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and climbed onto the side of the Capitol, where they replaced an American flag with a Trump flag. They carried weapons in violation of the law, and they made it clear what they wanted. They broadcasted it to the world. Some shouted, "Trump won the election," from the Senate dais. Others waved Confederate flags. And their goal was clear: to disrupt and subvert the lawful counting of electoral votes and prevent Joe Biden from taking office as the legitimately elected president. And as we were all watching these stunning scenes of violence and sedition, of insurrection against our democracy, anxiously hoping for a restoration of calm and order, the president of the United States told the traitors and the mob, "We love you. You're very special. I know how you feel." And he does. He knows how they feel because he spent 4 years telling them in great and odious detail how they should feel. So we can be shocked, but we can't be surprised. The president wanted this. He directed it, supported it, he incited it, and encouraged it. He told that same crowd just hours earlier that they should never concede, that they should show strength and fight. His personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told the crowd they should have a trial by combat. And for years, the president and his band of seditious henchmen in the Republican Party and in the right-wing media ecosystem have fed their rabid base a steady diet of unhinged fantasies and conspiracy theories as a substitute for leadership and governance. The people who listen to Donald Trump, to the Republican Party, to Fox News, and all the rest, what they've been told for years and what they were told again today was that their country was being stolen from them, that shadowy groups and powerful forces were coming for them, that they should never accept defeat, that they should fight. For 2 months, they've been fed monstrous, inflammatory lies about the election, and now, here we are. Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and the rest of the Sedition Caucus in the House and Senate goaded this on. They're responsible for this. They should wear this shame and disgrace for the rest of their lives. No one who aided and abetted today's actions should ever be allowed to serve in a democracy they so clearly detest.
Hey, Republicans who supported this president, especially the ones in the joint session of Congress today, have you had enough? After 5 years of coddling this president's fascist rhetoric, guess whose followers want to burn down the Reichstag? Because today, the U.S. Capitol was overrun for the first time since 1814, and a woman died. Who could have seen this coming? everyone. This is the most shocking, most tragic, least surprising thing I've ever seen. For years now, people have been telling you cowards that if you let the president lie about our democracy over and over and then join him in that lie and say he's right when you know for a fact that he is not, there will be a terrible price to pay. But you just never thought you'd have to pay it too. I really do hope you're enjoying those tax cuts. And those judges, because those judges are really going to be working hard. They're going to be busy throwing these idiots in jail. And by idiots, I include the Republicans who let this happen. Like you, Senator Josh Hawley, raising your stupid fist to the mob outside the Capitol. It's like black power, but the opposite. There really should be a name for that. And obviously, he has to keep his fist closed because if he opened it, you'd see all the blood on his hands.
Trespassers roamed the halls. They broke into offices. This creep took a seat at Nancy Pelosi's desk. He took a piece of mail off her desk. The Capitol was besieged by MAGA hatters in all manner of crazy costumes. It was like a psychotic Price is Right audience forcibly taking control of the Plinko wheel. There was a man dressed up as a Viking in the Capitol building. This guy made up off with a podium. Lawmakers had to scramble to the basement for cover. Mitch McConnell had to crawl into his protective shell. Mike Pence was evacuated. Earlier in the day, Mike Pence almost evacuated himself when he had to call the president to tell him he would not be doing his bidding. Trump really put the squeeze on the old Pence, this Spencer, last night. He wrote, "If Vice President Mike Pence comes through for us, we will win the presidency." And he kept that up this morning. He wrote, "All Mike Pence has to do is send them back to the states and we win. Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage." Instead, the vice poodle took a little dump in Trump's golden slippers. If thinking your vice president can award you a presidency you didn't win isn't delusion, I don't know what is. But apparently that was finally too much for Mike Pence, who released a statement today. It said, "It is my considered judgment that my oath to support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not." And that statement went over about as well as you might expect it would. Trump lashed out. Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. Trump was reportedly still stewing, angry at Mike Pence when he made the speech today that caused all this mess. Benedict Donald made an appearance at what was billed as the Rally to Save America. His speech was historic. Never before have so many people gathered to watch a president masturbate. After almost 2 hours of rioting on the Capitol, the National Guard was called in. Slowly, the police were very laid back compared to the Black Lives Matter protests.
Quote, "This is not America," a woman said to a small group, her voice shaking. She was crying, hysterical. Quote, "They're shooting at us." Quote, "They're supposed to shoot Black Lives Matter, but they're shooting at the Patriots," end quote.
Some were seen taking selfies with the criminals. Others seemed to welcome them through the gates.
There's only one way to describe this.
Law and order.
Nope, that's not it.
American carnage.
That's the one. Johnny, tell them what they won.
A second Civil War and a Broyhill dinette set. You'll be eating in style in the smoldering afterscape. Back to you, Steve.
You see, today was the constitutionally mandated final step before a new president can get inaugurated, a joint session of Congress to basically rubber stamp the electoral votes. Except this time, over 100 GOP House members and at least 13 GOP senators decided to reject some states' election results over alleged voter irregularities. Those same supposed voter irregularities that Rudy Giuliani failed to prove to a single judge, no matter how passionately he farted.
The votes for President of the United States are as follows. Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes. The whole number of electors appointed to vote for Vice President of the United States is 500.
Bad Mike! You are a bad boy!
All of us here today.
they do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media.
A twiddler with no proof. Sounds like a horrible idea for a musical, no? Or at least a horrible idea for a president. Well, in just a couple weeks, he won't be anymore. And whether you're happy about it or not, there are rules that must be followed. Like my personal rule of not repeating a song I just parodied a few months ago, but you people won't stop fucking DMing me to request it, so here we are. More importantly, you ask, how does a desperate lame duck president and his bootlicking minions with no hope or evidence try to overturn an election they've clearly lost multiple times? I can tell you in one way.
We will not take it anymore.
Sedition!
Sedition! Sedition!
Huh? Look it up.
Sedition!
Girl.
Sedition! Sedition!
We had an election that was stolen.
Sedition! La 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 la! La 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 la! He denies us stuff he can't admit. He's attacking, cause he's cracking. Shouldn't he be packing up his
It was a fraudulent election.
Who would attempt to rally up a mob and try to stage a coup to steal a fair election? Who's so far clamped he couldn't hold his job? He's begging like a little bitch.
The loser. The loser.
It was a landslide election.
Sedition. The loser. The loser.
Stop the steal.
Sedition.
We won the election and it's not fair to take it away from us.
Could anyone defend the calls he's made? It strikes on free democracy. Maybe they would finally grow some balls if they'd stop thinking only of their own damn selves.
Consider the evidence.
Ambition, ambition.
This is my opportunity to stand up.
Ambition, election, objection.
This was a fraudulent election.
Sedition.
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
He says he only needs 11,000 votes to win. He swears they stuffed the ballot box, but girl, they didn't.
Delusion.
Corruption.
Confusion.
Disruption.
Sedition.
Election.
Decision.
Invasion.
Delusion.
Sedition.
The election that just occurred, quote, was rigged.
Constitution clearly states it's time that he concede.
Get out.
Maybe once they lock him up, he'll finally learn to read.
Where?
In prison. In prison.
Oh, I hear they do a nice spread.
Sedition. Transition. Transition.
Nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Sedition.
We will never concede.
Who would attempt to study up a bomb and try to see his legend's house of ways?
There,
I did it. You happy?
Sedition.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Without sedition, his lies would be as shady as a twiddler with no proof.
This was a fraudulent election.
Girl, bye.
We're gonna walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're gonna walk down. We're gonna walk down. Anyone you want, but I think right here we're gonna walk down to the Capitol.
He kept saying we, but he didn't go with you. He does not give a damn about you. He went home to watch it on TV. You're just entertainment for him. And of course, a steady stream of merchandise sales. You know, when I saw the events at the Capitol last Wednesday, I was more upset than I can ever remember. I think I said so on air. And a lot of people have said to me since, what about 9/11, Stephen? Well, yeah, that is the most horrible day in America's history. But I want to point out, no Americans were cheering for the terrorists back then. No one was making excuses for the terrorists. No one was pretending that they weren't terrorists. And now that we've had some time to learn more and see more of what happened on that terrible day last week, all I can think is, oh, Stephen from last week, you sweet, naive child, how could you have been so calm? Because this attack was far worse than it first looked. The terrorists who stormed the Capitol weren't just a bunch of yahoos fed a steady diet of lies, vape juice, and monster energy drink. This was a coordinated and planned attempt to terrorize, if not kill, our nation's elected leaders. Because we're learning that those rioters brought more than just stupid hats and patchy beards. The chief of the Capitol Police, who has since resigned, was shocked by what he saw, telling the Washington Post they came with riot helmets, gas masks, shields, pepper spray, fireworks, climbing gear, explosives, metal pipes, baseball bats. Meanwhile, at the George Floyd protest this summer, they wouldn't let you bring a hoagie because it might make the police hangry. Oh, but wait, there's worse. Here's a for some reason underreported detail. Pipe bombs were found at both the DNC and RNC buildings, which the former Capitol Police chief now suspects were an intentional effort to draw officers away from the Capitol perimeter. That is some professional level insurgency tactics committed by homegrown terrorists on a jughead jihad. They're yee-hotties! To understand the true horror that was perpetrated in our Capitol building, just look at graphic moments like these, where rioters nearly crushed an officer to death who was stuck in a doorway, and then grabbed another officer, dragged him down the steps, and proceeded to beat him with poles bearing the American flag while chanting USA. So it's hard to pin down exactly what these idiots believe in. Black Lives Matter? Oh, no. Blue Lives Matter? Yes. But only if we're not currently trying to murder them with the stars and stripes. And it could have been even worse. Another terrorist was arrested after authorities searched his car and found 11 Molotov cocktails.
See ya!
Donnie was cutting every link between himself and the coup. It made him sick to have to turn the presidency over to the guys who stole it. Still, days after the riots, they were banning everyone from getting on a flight. When they detained Colby in the terminal, he had two duffel bags full of Nancy Pelosi's vacation Polaroids before they sent him to federal prison. You know, we always called each other proud boys. Like I'd say to somebody, he's such a happy little baby, he's a proud boy. Do him need a diaper change? Do him want his baba? Get him his baba. Understand? Being president meant you were part of a crew. You were part of a family. It means no one can f*** around with you. It also means that you can f*** around with anybody as long as they devote all their new free time to following social media conspiracies. It's like a license to steal. It's a license to do anything.
We should not be surprised by any of this. These people who stormed the Capitol have eagerly swallowed divisive bullcrap at the president's rallies for 5 years. They now live in an alternate universe that is now collapsing in on itself. It's like a black hole of whiteness. Now, I've said before, violence is the last refuge of the incompetent. And if the last 4 years has taught us anything, it's that there are a lot of incompetent folks in our leadership. But I would invite all these disgruntled Americans to take a page out of Stacey Abrams' book. Don't endanger our country's greatest legacy, the peaceful transfer of power, just because your guy lost. Get out there and focus on winning the next round. Come on, Republicans. Don't go up to Capitol Hill for a government handout. Pull yourselves up by your own bootstraps and just work a little harder. And in 2022, when all of those Republicans who, make no mistake, are responsible for what happened today and are running for re-election, let's remember them for who they showed themselves to be today. Cynical cowards who believe the voters should not get to choose who governs this country. Let's hope the voters prove them all wrong.
The only way our democracy will survive this harrowing moment is if he is immediately removed from office by either the cabinet or the Congress and prosecuted. Anything less is tacit permission to continue to use his office and his influence after he leaves office to foment sedition and dismantle democracy. And if our government fails to act, they'll be assenting to the violent destruction of the democracy they claim to care so much about.
This morning, House Democrats formally introduced an article of impeachment against the president.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the honey drippers in the house tonight, and they just got back from Washington, D.C.
think they got something they want to say.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.